Welcome, you guys, to Hebrew Club. Beautiful day here in St. Louis, for those of you who are listening in with me. And we are in the middle of chapter 15 of 2 Samuel. We're actually about ready to start verse 22. That's where we left off last week. And as you can see, David and his troops are in the midst of leaving Jerusalem. And so what we're seeing here is a number of conversations that David has with some of his advisors and the people who are loyal to him. So it's an interesting chapter that way on kind of a personal level. And he has just had that conversation with Ittai, and now he's going to continue that, and then we'll go from there. So verse 22, Vayomer David el Ittai, lake va'avor, Vayavor Ittai ha giti v'kol anashav v'kol hatafa sherito. So David said to Ittai, lake, go, and avar, cross over. If you will remember, he wanted Ittai to stay back and not go with him as he was leaving Jerusalem. And Ittai said, no, I'm going to go with you. And so this is just a follow-up to that. Go and cross over. So Ittai crossed over, vayavor. Ittai the Gittite, the Gitti, notice the gentilic ending, the Hirik Yud on Gitti, so the Gittite, and all Anashav, and all his people, and all the children which were with him. So evidently Ittai had kind of a contingent of people, the extended family, and servants and things, obviously, that he brought with him and was going to go with David. Okay? Verse 23. Vekol ha'aretz bokim kol gadol, vekol ha'am ovrim, v'hamelech over benachal kidron, vekol ha'am ovrim al pene derek et hamidbar. And all the land bokim was weeping. Notice that that's just a call participle, masculine plural. And all the land was weeping kol gadol. Again, notice you have, in English you have to supply a preposition with a great cry. All right, but in Hebrew, we've seen over and over again, you do not necessarily have to have that. So all the land was weeping with a great kol, in a great voice. Ve'kol ha'am. And all the am. And here, remember, even earlier throughout Samuel, sometimes am is referring to the troops rather than people in general. It's a little ambiguous here, but I'm going to translate it that way for now. So, and all the troops crossed over. Notice, you have a collective, and you have a plural verb, ovrim, with it. Okay, just notice that, because the practice can vary depending on what the collective is and depending on the manuscript. Generally, you see a trend of using plurals with collectives in later portions of Scripture, the later books. All right, here, but notice it's not consistent. Because you see it here in a text that is ostensibly earlier than like Chronicles or Esther or Daniel or texts like that. All right? But you'll see a mixture, and you'll see different customs even within a book. And whether it's because of the scribal tradition or one thing or another, a guy actually did a study on the use of Am and other collectives, and it varies between the collectives. So it's just worth noting here. So when all the troops crossed, and the king over crossed at the Nachal Kidron, at the Kidron Brook, okay? And all the troops over him again crossed over Al Pnei Derek, to the face of the road. We'd probably say something like toward Et HaMidbar, toward the desert. All right, again, it's kind of a lot of words there. Or on the way to the desert or something like that. Again, notice there's awkwardness that's even seen in the textual tradition, because if you look at verse 23, number C, notice that a couple of manuscripts have L, all right? A number of manuscripts don't even have the et. All right, so just notice you can kind of see it's kind of difficult to translate that Al Pnei Derek at Midbar, but it means something like on the way to the desert or something like that. Okay? Good. For those of you guys who just joined us, we are on 2 Samuel chapter 15, and we're just about ready to start verse 24. Any questions on 22 or 23? All right. 24. Vehine gam tzadok vekol haleviyim ito nosim et aron berit ha'elohim. Vayatziku et aron ha'elohim vayal evyatar ad tom kol ha'am la'avor min ha'ir. And look, also Zadok and all the Levites with him, nosim. Notice also the narrator's using participles here. All right, and I'm translating them as past progressive. It's not absolutely necessary. But you could translate were, so you could translate look, also Zadok and all the Levites with him were carrying the Ark of the Covenant of God. Okay. Now, notice this next word, vayatziku. All right, this is from yatzak. Notice that that is a hifil form from yatzak. Now, yatzak normally means to pour out. But here it means to set down. All right, there's just a couple passages where it has that weird meaning. So it's a hifil vav consecutive. And they set the Ark of God down. All right, so evidently what it's saying is, Zadok and all the Levites crossed the brook with him, and then they set the Ark of God down. Okay, Vayar, Evyatar, and Abiathar, Ya'al, went up. Okay, this is from Allah again. Okay, so evidently it's saying, you know, they set the Ark down, and Abiathar, who was a priest at this time, went up and stood by it or something like that. Ad tom. Tom is another participle. All right. I'm sorry. A call infinitive construct from tamam. Remember these hollow or double eins. You have that construct infinitive with the om ending. Kam kum kom. So it would be if it was kum, and sov. So until. So it would be Abiathar went up until all the troops tom completed. Now notice the infinitive supplements that verb, la'avor, until all the troops completed crossing over min ha'ir, from the city. Okay, any questions through 24? Everybody see the syntax there? Okay, verse 25. Vayomer ha'melech letzadok, hashev et aron ha'elohim ha'ir, im emtza chen be'enei Adonai, Veheshivani, vehirani oto, veet navehu. Okay, now here's where David starts showing his brilliance in what he says to Zadok and the other people that he's going to talk to. So remember, Zadok was his high priest. He was loyal to him. And remember, Zadok was the priest more to the south, to the Judahite part of the country. Okay, and Abiathar, remember, he was the one that everyone was slain at Nob. Remember, Doeg slew everybody, the Edomite. He went and told David what had happened. And so he was kind of more affiliated with Israel. So here you have Abiathar, two priests, and Zadok. And notice what he's going to tell him. So the king said to Zadok, Hashev. Here's a simple imperative from Shuv. Hifil. So it takes a direct object. Okay. Return the Ark of God, Ha'ir, to the city. Notice you don't, again, you don't need a preposition El. You don't need a directive Hey. You can also just have Ha'ir and it's understood. Okay. Again, it's more colloquial style, we'll say. All right. So return the Ark of God to the city. Im emsa, if I find chen, if I find grace in the eyes of the Lord, va heshivani, then he will return me. Again, this is from the root shuv. It's a hifil, vav plus perfect, plus first common singular suffix. Then he will return me, vehirani, and he will show me. Okay, again, this is a hifil from Ra'a, to see. And here, notice the me. He will let me see it. Ve'et navehu. And its dwelling. Nave means dwelling. Usually used in reference to a field or something like that. So we might translate, he will let me see its habitation. All right. Questions through verse 25. So he wants the Ark of God to go back to Jerusalem. He doesn't want it to travel with him. Okay. Ve'im ko yomar lo chafatzdi bak, hinani ya'ase li ka'asher tov be'inav. And if he says thus, namely Yahweh, and if Yahweh says thus, I am not pleased with you, chafatzdi, simple call, I am not pleased with you, hineni, look me, or behold me, ya'aseh li, may he do to me, or let him do to me, ka'asher, as is good, be'inav, in his eyes. So notice he says, if I find grace, I'll see the ark again. If not, Yahweh will do what is good in his eyes to me. Okay? Good. Questions through 26. All right? Okay, new paragraph. Verse 27, he continues his conversation with Tzadok. Vayomer hamelech el Tzadok ha-kohen. Ha-ro'ata shuva ha'ir b'shalom. Va-achima'atz bin-ka vi-honatan ben Evyatar shnei b'nei kem it kem. And the king said to Tzadok ha-kohen, the priest. Now notice here you have an interrogative, hey, plus the participle of ra'ah, to see, call participle. Notice it's plain A spelling, so you have the vav actually marked there, ha-roeh, so it looks a little strange. Remember, roeh is often used as a, roeh means navi, a seer or a prophet. It's not exactly that here, but more in the sense of, I don't know if spy is too strong a word, but notice he asks this question, and I'll just translate it as seer right now, knowing that it's not like a prophet exactly. I would translate, are you one who sees? Okay, so notice what he asks him to do. Shuva! Everybody see what that is, you guys, in advanced Hebrew? That is a call what? Imperative. What's unique about it? The comet's hay on it. And remember, that has that function of, it has the same ending as you would on a coordinative, but it's on an imperative. Very common to indicate specifically action done in the interest of the speaker, which is certainly the case here. Okay, are you a seer, or are you one who sees? Shuva, return ha'ir, to the city, beshalom, in peace. Notice again the adverbial, where you take a noun, shalom, add a preposition to it, in peace, or we would say peacefully. Okay. And Achimaatz, that's your son, and Jonathan, the son of Abiathar, your two sons with you. So notice what he's saying. He wants Zadok to go back, all right? Abiathar is going to go back, along with their two sons. Now here's the brilliant strategy in that. You have Zadok and Abiathar both working together for David. So in other words, if Absalom had drawn away most of the north to himself, see, notice having Abiathar and Zadok, both of the priests, working together and now listening in on the plans of Absalom, see what David is kind of doing then. He's consolidating what's kind of a fractured situation politically. All right. Verse 28 then, Re'u, Anoki mit mameha, Be'avrot hamidbar ad bo davar me imakem lehagid li. Okay, now another imperative, look, from Ra'ah. Look, I mit mameha. This is from the root mem he he, ma ha. Okay, mem he he, and it means to wait. Just used a handful of times in the Bible, so don't put it on your flashcards. And it only occurs in the hit palpale, which is what you have here. Which is why you have that reduplicated mem. It's a strange thing. Don't lose sleep over it. So it's a hit palpale participle. Notice the mem. All right. Again, there's a lot of participles in use here. All right. So notice, look, and you could also translate like this. Look, I'm going to wait. Or look, I will wait in the avrot. That's the fjords, the crossing places. Notice it's from the root avar. The crossing places of the desert. So notice he's going to hide out in the fords of the desert until Bo Davar. Notice the infinitive there with Bo. Until a word comes, Ad Bo Davar, literally until the coming of a word. Until a word comes, Me Imakem, from you. Okay, notice again how Hebrew likes to pile up prepositions. So this is just simply min plus im. And in English, we wouldn't say from with you, but we would just say with you or from you to tell to me. Lehagid is an infinitive construct, hifil from nagad. So once again, look, I'm going to wait in the fords of the desert until a word, a report comes from you to report to me. Okay? Questions through 28. All right? Verse 29. Vayashev Tzadok. Ve'ev yataret Aaron ha'Elohim Yerushalayim va'yeshvu sham. So Zadok and Abiathar returned. Notice from Shuv again, hifil, vav consecutive. Va'yashev tells you that this is a hifil form. So they returned et the Ark of God to Jerusalem, and they stayed sham there. This is from Yashav. Simple call, vav consecutive. So notice Shuv and Yashav again. They're easy to keep straight once you know the basic signs, but without it, they look an awful lot alike. Very commonly kind of mixed up. So kind of notice the Yashav is a hifil from Shuv. The Vayeshvu is a call from Yashav to sit or to dwell. Okay. Verse 30. Vedavid oleh. Bema'ale ha zetim ola u. Oh, here's an interesting construction. U voke verosh lo chafui vehu holek yachef vekol ha'am asherito chafu ish rosho ve'alu alo u vako. Okay. So David, now here again participle, and I'll translate it woodenly and then we'll talk about it. And David went up onto the Ma'ale, onto the ascent of the Zait, or Zait is olive. This is plural olives. So normally thought to mean the Mount of Olives. Okay. So David went up on the Ma'ale. Notice it's from Allah to go up with a mem in front of it. Simple noun, the ascent. So David went up on the ascent of the Mount of Olives. Now notice you have a participle, ola, followed by a participle, bokeh. Ola uboka. This indicates, this is how in Hebrew you indicate simultaneous action. So he went up the slopes of the Mount of Olives, going up and weeping. Namely, we would say, weeping as he went up. Okay? And head to him. Notice the possessive. And his head was chafui. Call, passive participle, was covered. And he was walking yachef, barefoot. And all the people who were with him, chafu, covered each one his head. And they went up, alo uvako. Notice here you have two infinitive absolutes to do the same kind of thing, weeping as they went up. So notice you have two different constructions, and those often are used like this, infinitive absolutes together to indicate simultaneous action or participles. You have them both here in the same verse, so it's kind of an interesting construction. Okay? Okay, very good. We will stop here because everyone has class. And thanks for coming and talk Hebrew Club up. So hopefully we'll get back on track next week. Thanks very much.